all of us were learning Shara Prishus Perek Hamishi, and he's talking about being noig Prishus in different areas, and now he's up to the area of things that are mutter, which is really what we more naturally think of Prishus when we think of Dvarim HaMutarim. He discussed how you're noig Prishus for Dvarim HaAsurim, how do you exercise the midah of Prishus, but now he's talking in the more classical sense of Dvarim HaMutarim, and he says there's basically three types of things that are mutter. One is things you have to do, you need them for your kiyum, you don't do them for pleasure at all. Number two is you do want the food to taste gishmak, you do want to derive pleasure from it, that's important to you, or even if it's not that, but you know, you're not magzim, he says, you don't go over the line, it doesn't consume your life, and it doesn't become the purpose of your life, but you enjoy it, it's gishmak. And the third type is it's mutter, it's not chas v'shalom asur technically, but it becomes a passion. You want to try out a different restaurant every night, or what? You know, I saw an advertisement for ice cream in a very frum magazine that wouldn't have a picture of a lady there, chas v'shalom, but the advertisement is for a certain type of ice cream. And it says, for those who seek pleasure. But, you know, we're inundated with these messages. You know, we're laughing because I'm speaking it out and I gave you a hakdama. But we're inundated with these messages in every advertisement. The whole purpose of an advertisement is to make you want something that you don't need. That's the purpose of the advertisement. That's what advertising is. Anyway, for those who seek pleasure. I thought that was a rather crude way of saying it in a frum magazine. But not enough to write a letter to the editor. Anyway, so the Chavis Alvavis says what you have to do in these areas of Dvarim HaMutarim, he says the third thing is problematic. He says the reason the third category is so problematic is because it really is pushing you close to the line of doing something asur. Because it's a pursuit of pleasure, it's for seeking pleasure, it's that becomes your goal, right? It's the opposite of precious, which is self-control. So even though it's mutter, but it becomes the purpose of your life, it becomes a goal of yours to have pleasure. And so it's just, you're very dangerously approaching doing something asur, because as we've learned in previous program, you're not exercising your self-control muscle. So when you want something and the heksher is not, you know, it's not, You've broken down your self-control, and you're geared towards a goal of fulfilling your desire, so you're on very dangerous territory. It can easily lead to ta'anugos asuros, it says. That's A. B is it consumes your life, and, you know, you should be learning or spending more time davening, or doing chesed, or doing something purposeful in avodas Hashem, and doing something everlasting for Olam Haba, and instead you're wasting your time. So there's two things wrong with Dvarim that are not technically usur. One is it brings you close to the line of doing something usur, and number two, im tirdoso behem lekayem mitzvos hamutolos olav me'es Hashem yisale. It takes you away from going to a shir, right? Because you want to pursue pleasure. And, you know, it sounds terrible. Who wants to pursue? We all want to pursue pleasure, right? Well, let's face it, right? So that's what's wrong. But category, now, we'll learn the difference in category two and three. Category two is that there is pleasure, but it's not over a line. And category three is that becomes, like, your whole purpose. And the thing wrong with category three is that it brings you close to doing something usur, plus you're busy with that rather than doing things that are purposeful and tachlistic in the larger sense of the word.